Walk through an American city and there's an increasing chance you will need to maneuver around an electric scooter just parked there on the sidewalk. While driving, you pass people riding those scooters. They're for rent by the minute. They run on batteries, and those batteries are at the center of this story because somebody has to charge them. NPR's Camilo Domonoski met a man who has a side hustle as he sleeps.
Joel Kersner just finished watching the sunset from his 13th floor office in Arlington, Virginia. His day job is over, but his evening gig is just beginning. He pulls out his phone and opens his scooter apps. People use these apps to ride scooters during the day, but it's night. Kersner is hunting for scooters that need to be charged.
It's like a Pokemon Go when you make money.
He heads down to the parking garage and hops in his car, a burgundy Subaru Impreza.
Yes, we have two scooters that are supposed to be right over there.
The scooters are standing on a sidewalk just around the corner. Kersner can make $4 on each. The amount varies based on how low the battery is or how long the scooter's been left there. He hops out, scans the scooters, and puts them in the back of his compact hatchback.
Now remember, we just left my office building, and that took around 30 seconds. So it's $8 in a matter of 1 minute. So I think that's a pretty good deal. All right, next one.
Kersner's just getting started.
There's another one right across the street. Oh, this is too easy tonight. This is perfect.
Kersner picks up electric scooters from two companies, Lime and Bird. Scooters are hot. These companies are both valued at billions of dollars, and they rely on gig economy workers like him to charge their scooters.
And it should beep in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, beep.
Some people charge a few scooters a night. Others charge dozens.
All right, so that's three. So we have made $12.
Back in the car, Kersner puts on his go-to scooter charging song.
Let's go find our next bird.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey,
Kersner says that over the last 6 months, he's made more than $9,000 at this side hustle. From the scooter company's perspective, Kersner's not just charging scooters. He's also retrieving them from out-of-the-way locations, like one that's practically under a bush and hasn't been ridden in 4 days.
They can drop them off wherever the heck they want to take them, you know? I mean, it's right over there.
The next morning, he'll put them in a better spot. Lime scooters are green, but the birds are black. They beep and flash to help Kersner find them in the dark. The electric scooters stack up in his hatchback. He's got a system for squeezing them in. His record is 14 in one load. Some nights, he does several runs.
If I want to go crazy tonight, I can capture 30 birds tonight. There's a ton of birds right now. Let's go, buddy.
A few months ago, there was fierce competition to pick up these scooters, but it's cold and windy tonight, and the companies are paying less per scooter than they used to, so there aren't as many rivals to contend with. After collecting a dozen scooters and wrestling the last one into position,
there we go.
Kersner heads home and starts to carry the scooters to his patio. He's 42, a consultant with a background in architecture. He's got a good job. He says his income is decent, but he's glad to have a side gig.
Have expensive rent. Expensive car payments, cable bills, you know, they talk about the, like, you know, disappearing middle class. I feel like I'm in that zone where I can live fine, comfortably, but, you know, wanting to have a little more financial stability, this definitely helps.
He runs an extension cord from his kitchen to his patio to power up the scooters. His chargers are neatly organized.
I feel like these birds are almost my kids at this point, you know, and I've been taking care of them so much.
The scooters will take a few hours to charge. Kersner says the impact on his electric bill is negligible. Before 7 a.m. tomorrow, Kersner will unplug his Flock, load them back up, and neatly place the charged-up scooters in spots pre-selected by Bird. And then he'll head to his day job, where his coworkers have a nickname for him. They call him the Birdman. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
Well, I need